As a longtime complementary medicine practitioner, I know how important it is to ensure that the supplements I prescribe are genuine, professional grade, and effective. That's why I use Fullscript as my online dispensary, so I can send my patients as well as Intelligent Medicine listeners the exact products they need. If you're a healthcare provider, do what I did and sign up for a free Fullscript account. Just go to fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. It's the easiest way for you to prescribe the exact supplement protocols your patients need. Fullscript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. Sign up for a free Fullscript account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. That's fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today's podcast is all about dental health. And our guest today is Shad Slaughter. He's an expert on xylitol, and xylitol certainly plays an important role in terms of dental hygiene and protection against tooth problems. He's also the brand manager of Spry, which is the dental division of Clear Inc. in Utah. Spry has xylitol oral care products that have improved dental health for people across the globe, and they've been demonstrated to be helpful in a variety of studies. We'll talk a little bit about some of the studies that support the use of oral xylitol products. So, welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine. It's a pleasure having you on the show, Shad.
I'm excited to be on.
Okay, well, and you kind of an interesting angle on dental health, and because as I reviewed some of the material before today's show, there appears to be a linkage between physical activity and the risk of dental problems. And I didn't know that, you know, being someone who's very interested in long-distance aerobic activities, biking, swimming, running. You know, I can't claim to be doing ultra marathons, but it turns out that there may be additional risks to athletes who perform these types of things. You yourself are an athlete, by the way.
Yeah, I enjoy being active. I enjoy running, and we're actually down in southern Utah in the desert with the family right now, mountain biking. So,
well, you know, wish I was there. Now, we've been experiencing extraordinarily cold temperatures here on the East Coast. We're desperately awaiting the onset of spring, but it just keeps, you know, there's an iron grip of winter here, and it was like in the 30s this morning. It kind of barely edged up over the 40s, but I hear it's a little warmer out west, is it?
Yeah, well, it's actually a little unseasonably warm right now.
Oh, man, I could use some of that.
In the clear skies.
Well, send a little bit of that our way, please, because there's something. I think there's something wrong with the jet stream. It's like okay where you are, but it's like dipping down from the Arctic where we are, and it just doesn't let up. So,
well, the rest of winter, we were jealous of your snow. So,
Okay, that's right. You guys had a dearth of snow, and we had a big dump of snow. And I think we may have a few more snow sprinkles before we're done. So, anyway, what is it about an active lifestyle that can actually be hard on our teeth? I mean, is it that the athletes are gritting their teeth and, you know, grinding, or, you know, what's the connection?
No, it's nothing physical like that. I think the easiest way to look at it is, you know, what the body does to protect the teeth. And saliva is a natural, defense mechanism against the bacteria and, the pH levels in our mouth. And so, as we produce saliva, we neutralize the pH in our mouth, which brings us out of an acidic condition, which helps keep the teeth from being decayed. But as you work out, and especially you said you do marathons and you know, some distance running, typically as your heart rate goes up, you start breathing through your mouth. Mm-hmm. And as you breathe through the mouth, the air going in and out of the mouth naturally dries out the saliva in the mouth. And so you're not neutralizing those acids that are being created as well as you dry the mouth out. And then that's exacerbated by sports drinks and, you know, protein bars or goo packets or whatever.
Yeah, slug it down the sugar because, you know, past a certain point, I just think there's no endurance athlete that can subsist on, air. You know, you got to, at a certain point, even though you may want to train using a ketogenic diet, but for a really long distance event, you know, go more than a couple hours on a bike or, you know, a very long run, you're going to be using the goop, or you're going to be using, you know, gels, bars, drinks, and because you need some real rocket fuel to go those distances.
Yeah, and it's a great source of fuel, and in no way, you know, are we suggesting that that's not something that should be used. But when you're drying the oral cavity out, and then you're introducing those carbohydrates, the natural reaction in the mouth is for those bacteria which feed on those carbohydrates to, you know, go into hyperfeeding mode, and they produce those acids, and you just don't have the saliva to flush it out. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, there's ways to neutralize that.
Okay, so it turns out, from my briefing papers here, it says that there are actually some studies that support this. This is not just conjecture, that actually a couple of studies came out, I believe it was in 2014, that showed that triathletes and Olympians have issues tied to their oral health. Is that really the case?
Yeah, when I came across that study, it was actually during the Winter Olympics over in Korea. Living in Salt Lake, I'm a big Winter Olympics fan, and was kind of looking and came across that study and was really interested to find out that these people that we view as, you know, kind of the cream of the crop as far as health is concerned, had really big issues with their mouth and their teeth.
Hmm. Okay. So, I mean, this is not just, theoretical. It really turns out to be the case if you, you know, go the distance. So the moral of the story is either become a couch potato, which probably isn't really good for your health, or if you're really pushing the envelope, you got to protect your teeth. I think in both cases, you need to protect your teeth. So, well, what can we do to protect our teeth when we're being active?
Well, going back to the saliva as that mechanism for neutralizing those acids in the mouth, hydration is a really important part, not only for the body as you're doing endurance activities or being active, but also for the mouth. Also, as you consume those high carbohydrate drinks or snacks to get the energy, if you just follow it with some gum or mints with xylitol, like the Spry gum and mint, that xylitol effectively helps neutralize the acids that are being created in the mouth. And in addition to help neutralizing the acids, xylitol has also been found to help produce additional saliva.
Right. However, xylitol in itself is not great fuel for athletes because it's not caloric, which is good news for people who maybe aren't that athletic and aren't burning off the calories.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's great for people who have diabetic concerns, and you mentioned the ketogenic diet before. It's great for people on ketogenic diets. And
so it won't take you out of ketosis if you're, say, some of our listeners, they may be going to a very, very low-carb mode, you know, for whatever, athletic training. It's now in vogue for athletes, certainly for cancer patients, for patients with diabetes, desirous of weight loss. So if they chew this ostensibly, it's very sweet. So it makes you think, oh, my goodness, you know, I'm going to break out of ketosis. You actually remain in ketosis when you're taking xylitol oral products?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. That's good news.
Yeah, it has very, very little effect on the blood sugar levels, on the blood sugar levels like the normal carbohydrates and sugars. So it will keep you in ketosis. Chew on a piece of sweet gum and stay in ketosis.
Okay. And you know, there are concerns about artificial sweeteners, Shad. You know, that we've with things like NutraSweet and Splenda. More and more articles are coming out suggesting that those things, not only do they not help people lose weight, it turns out that they may actually increase the risk for diabetes and weight gain. And plus, they seem to mess up the microbiome, you know, the balance of the gastrointestinal tract. Is xylitol, can you lump in xylitol with those artificial products for those reasons?
No, that's the great thing about xylitol is it's natural. In fact, your body produces a little bit of xylitol each day. You know, unfortunately, it may sound chemical, xylitol, but really it comes from xylose, which just means sugar from the fibrous part of a plant. So, It's derived from the fibrous parts of plants. It's naturally, it's natural. The body recognizes it.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what's happening is that it's digesting similar to a fiber, where only a portion of the energy in the fiber is actually absorbed in the bloodstream. That's the same thing with the xylitol.
Okay. So how does it actually work on the mouth and gums? How does it actually protect against harmful bacteria and reduce the risk of plaque and gum disease, cavities? What's going on there?
Yeah, it's really important, especially as we're learning more and more about the importance of microbes. Traditional modes have been to go in and just antiseptically wipe out all of the microbes in an area prone to infection, or wipe out all the microbes, say in the mouth.
But something like a Listerine or something like that, really powerful, something that's medicinal and maybe, burns your mouth and gums, but you think, hey, I'm killing off the bad bugs.
Yeah. If it burns, it's working is kind of the thought.
Right.
But the issue with that is that they're finding there's a lot of microbes in the mouth that are part of the digestive process. And if you reduce the colonies of those helpful microbes, it could have really profound effects on the ability to metabolize and digest certain products like lactose or like gluten. They're finding maybe an issue of the microbiome. So xylitol doesn't kill the bacteria. And sometimes we hear people say that, oh yeah, it kills those bacteria that cause cavities. It doesn't kill those bacteria. What it does is it just interferes with the metabolic process.
Mm-hmm.
So they absorb the xylitol. They think that it's a sugar. They think it's an energy source. They're not able to metabolize it due to its molecular structure. And then they eject it and they metabolize it. And during this time, they're not sticking to each other. They're not producing the acid, which can be found to lead to decay. And then the saliva is now it's easier for the saliva to wash those bacteria through without affecting other good bacteria in the mouth.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and let one of our sponsors share this important message with you. Here goes. As a longtime complementary medicine practitioner, I know how important it is to ensure that the supplements I prescribe are genuine, professional grade, and effective. That's why I use FullScript as my online dispensary so I can send my patients, as well as Intelligent Medicine listeners, the exact products they need. If you're a healthcare provider, do what I did and sign up for a free FullScript account. Just go to fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. It's the easiest way for you to prescribe the exact supplement protocols your patients need. FullScript stocks the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The best part, FullScript sends out refill reminders, so it's totally effortless for your patients to stay on track with their supplement protocols. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant, and they offer world-class support. Improve patient outcomes, rest easier knowing your patients are getting exactly what you prescribed them. FullScript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. Sign up for a free FullScript account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. That's fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. And now back to our guest, Shad Slaughter from Clear Inc. He's talking to us about spry. And it has something to do with biofilms. Can you explain how those might be implicated in the xylitol story?
Yeah, biofilms are just a buildup of microbes. So when a bacteria consumes an energy source, like any other living thing, it has to excrete. And what it excretes is sticky and acidic. And what happens is that acid starts to collect other bacteria, and they start to build up, and they start to form kind of a protective layer over the original spot. And they colonize, and other bacteria join in, and they produce additional, acid, acidic. And it just becomes sticky, and it becomes hard. And that biofilm is really dangerous because it can protect those bacteria on the base layer that are leading to decay and stuff. And so xylitol has been found to help break up the bacterial biofilms.
Right, which encase the bacteria and make them less vulnerable to your own immune system and
right.
less vulnerable to, even antibiotics. We talk about antibiotics for gum disease. Well, if your bacteria are protected by biofilms, those antibiotics, oral antibiotics, sometimes the dentist will, give you an oral antibiotic to take for periodontal disease. It just may not penetrate deep into the gum tissue to protect you from periodontal disease, which these days that's actually more the cause of tooth loss than cavities are, which is, it's kind of interesting. Cavities used to be number one. Now it's periodontal disease.
Right. And they're finding that not just tooth loss, but things like heart disease and other issues that really haven't been thought to have any kind of connection to the mouth, they're finding have direct connections into the mouth.
I found it fascinating that you can actually transmit cavities to your baby. I mean, if you're a mom, and, moms get up close and personal with their babies and a lot of kissy face, but there's also breastfeeding. And moms who carry a type of bacteria called strep mutans, which is particularly associated with risk of dental caries, they easily transmit that to their babies. So, hey, maybe it's not a bad idea for moms to begin using spry xylitol-containing products maybe around the time that they get ready to give birth and or right around the time that they're nursing the babies.
Yeah, we don't really often think about mouth issues as infections. Cavities and caries is really an infection of an appendage of our body. We seem to be okay with getting, holes in our teeth, but would not react the same if we started getting holes in our fingers. But really it's an infection of an appendage of the body, and it is possible to pass along, those aggressive bacteria, to your kids and to other people, and basically infect them with those bacteria.
Well, this is a particular interest to me because, I do a lot of exercising. I know I've eschewed doing marathons. I think that's a little much for the 60-plus crowd, although I still see some guys banging it out way into their 70s. But I do triathlons, and I do a lot of training. I'm on the bike, for hours at a time. And I have to say, I have a dentist appointment coming up this Monday, and, I don't, I have to say, I'm not even that good at flossing. This is like a terrible admission, but maybe I do it like, I don't once a month or something. If I get really bored, I'll say, get the floss out. But I always get a great report card from the dentist, and they say, you've been doing your flossing. It sounds like, it seems like your gums are in great shape, your teeth are in great shape. And I kind of look at them, yep, mm-hmm, sure, right. But what I'm doing is I'm using the spry gum. I think that really has a lot to do with the fact that my teeth are holding out, my gums, the expression, you get a little long in the tooth, it's an expression of, when somebody's older, they're long. Well, what that means is literally you got gum recession. And according to what they have to say, that it's like I have youthful gums. So, maybe it has something to do with the spry gum and the spry mints that I use. At various times. So, this is something that is available in various forms, right? You've got the mouthwash, you've got the, mints, the pastilles, and, also you've got the gum, of course, right?
Right. And we find that, people are generally pretty good about their oral health and their oral hygiene in the morning and the evening. So the gum and, or sorry, the toothpaste and the mouthwash is
toothpaste, of course,
pretty natural
right.
for most. Yeah, right. pretty yeah. natural for people to do, and really a lot of that comes from that's because a lot of people when they leave the dentist, that's what the dentist or the hygienist says, right? Is well, just make sure you keep brushing and flossing. But cavities and decay happen all day long. Those risks don't go away after you brush in the morning and then don't start up again, right before you brush at night. They're happening all day long, and so. You've got to be cognizant of and aware of the risk throughout the day. And that's where the gum and the mints and these other products come in is that you can effectively help neutralize the acids that are building up in the mouth throughout the day. Part of it, so much of oral decay and oral hygiene is behavioral. The diet, the American diet particularly has changed from, a couple of times a day where you would eat a meal to snacking all day long.
Yep.
And basically
yep.
what's happening is, we're not giving the mouth a chance to come back up out of that acidic level.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are great ways of, certainly, we suggest people modify their behavior to be healthy as well. But these are certain ways to help these are great ways to help neutralize the acids that start forming after you eat a meal, or are snacking or out exercising. A lot easier and more practical than carrying a toothbrush everywhere you go.
And there's something about a mantra about four a day. You know, the educators at CLEAR, by the way, spelled X-L-E-A-R, are very persistent about hammering in that notion, four a day. What's that about?
Yeah, the 4 to 5 a day came from studies, and they were looking at the effective dose for the average individual. And they found that 4 to 5 throughout the day, and then that kind of matches. You've got your morning dose when you brush your teeth and use the mouth rinse, and then, you know, maybe after you have an afternoon snack, you eat some, and after you have a lunch, and you know, throughout the day. And really what that does is that 4 to 5 a day kind of matches how often people are eating throughout the day. Mm-hmm. We talked about how, a ketogenic diet, you're eating a lot fewer carbs. So somebody who's on a very strict ketogenic diet, they're going to be at the low end of that average. And so the 4 to 5 a day is probably more than they would need. Whereas somebody who's eating chips and soda all day long, 4 to 5 is not going to be, you know, sufficient. So, mm-hmm. But on average for the typical diet, 4 to 5 throughout the day. You can't mm-hmm. take all 4 to 5 doses at the beginning of the day and expect protection for the rest of the day.
It has to be sort of the balanced doses, divided doses through the day to keep it
right.
Like a continuous presence of a little xylitol in your oral environment, right?
Right. Well, yeah. Then the best way to think of it is I just ate something and I want to have, good breath. And so, if you're going to pop in some gum, pop it in. That not only helps give you good breath, but also helps neutralize those acids that are going to start forming in the mouth.
Okay. Well, you laid the groundwork for a discussion of the role of xylitol in oral health, and with particular regard to athletes, that's an interesting angle. Why don't you, run around the dunes a couple of times, and then we'll come back and we'll do part two. Listeners, stay with us because we got more to say. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, today with Shad Slaughter. He's a xylitol expert and Spry brand manager at CLEAR. Spry is their line of dental products. We'll talk a little bit more about some of the products for children, which I'm particularly excited about because, I'm of the age where young kids are popping into the family. The kids are having kids, and we want those kids to have good dental health. So we'll touch on that in part two. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.